the story of the betrayal of Jesus. Just imagine sitting at a table with someone you love, someone you have a relationship with, getting kisses and hugs, someone you call brother, who's always been there, who stood by your side. Now you're troubled by what you're seeing. Imagine how Jesus felt being betrayed by your friend. Judas sat at the same table and broke bread to the end. With one kiss, Judas handed Jesus over to men. The prophecy had to be fulfilled. Jesus would die for our sins. They beat him in with the men, placed crowns of thorns on his head. His flesh was ripped from his bones, causing holes in his blood. He carried his own cross to Calvary every time. We can't begin to relate to how he was feeling inside. His mother cried so many tears, but didn't understand the son that she birthed. Like Jesus was no ordinary man. They hung him high, they stretched him wide, he cried on the cross. At any time he could have gotten up, but he died for the loss. With tears and pain in his body, one single tear was done. Imagine how God felt seeing the pain of his son. And with all of the pain and weeping, Jesus had nothing left. He looked up to the sky and cried, and he breathed his last breath. And the soldiers just stood and laughed, casting lots for his clothes. And the heavens began rejoicing, and the thunderous sound arose. They buried his body in a tomb, thought he was dead. They didn't know that in 3 days he'd arise again. He appeared and spoke to Mary, and he sent her off to say to the disciples, Jesus is here, cause I just saw him today. Oh, my spirit rejoices, and I feel pain in my soul. This has got to be the greatest story that's been ever told. I'm so thankful that the Lord would even die for me. Think about it, if he hadn't died, where would we be? All I can do is skip and pray for all the love that he gave, and thank him every day for all the lives that he saved. The betrayal gotta be one of the most heartfelt pieces I've ever written in life. I appreciate you, Lord, for everything you did, the love that you gave to save a sinner like me. It's crazy. All I can say is thank you. Thank you, Lord.